The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 12. This is letter number 4204. Baruch Hashem, dated the 7th day of Nisan, Tovshin Tezai in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Harav Agon, Vosik V'chosid, and the titles here. Malachtim Lechshem, Mareinu Mordechai Sheyichia Gifter, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Telz in Cleveland. Shalom Uvracha. So he was asking the Rebbe in the letter a reference. Where is the reference in the response of the Tzemach Tzedek in his responses? He was looking for where can he find it in the Tzemach Tzedek, discussing this idea of Shevach Eitzim Bepas. That means that if you bake bread with wood that is prohibited, wood of oil or similar, we say that you can't eat that bread, because we say that the bread has in it the improvement from these wood. And there's so where is the Tzemach Tzedek discussed that, and also in the matter of Yagdishu Yodai Leoseyem, that's the halacha in Ebenezer. Over there it says that if a woman says that her hands should become consecrated to those who made them, meaning to Hashem, and she's trying to take away the husband's entitlement to her, what she works, and the profits, and she's trying to give it away to tzedakah. So this is the issues that he asked the Rebbe. Where does the Tzemach Tzedek discuss that? And the Rebbe said, it seems like we're talking about in the response, Chelik Yerideh Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. The Rebbe also references the Chidusha Tzemach Tzedek to the Shas and the Gemara Ksubis there. And then the Rebbe goes over to another topic in which we already learned in a letter earlier, the Rebbe's opposition in participating in the New York Board of Rabbis or Synagogue Council. So the Rebbe says, I'm sure that you interest yourself in the debate, which is once again up on the discussion of the day, of the young rabbis in the United States as it relates. These were religious young rabbis. They want to know to how the attitude toward the New York Board of Rabbis and Synagogue Council, which have membership of Reform and Conservative, should they participate? And the Rebbe says, in my view, this has much more greater, it's not just a question, is this allowed or not, but the results, the consequences are much greater and more important as it relates to the lay people of the United States, especially to the young generation and the youth, as fitting as to my letter that I had written that I enclosed over here, because the impression that it gives is that it's okay and it's something which is going to lead to a general weakness, as the Rebbe brings in the letter. The Rebbe says, even though I said it in short and not sharp enough for various reasons, the Rebbe didn't perhaps also want to alienate anybody here and coming with complaints, but it's very clear that this would be bringing to a misleading and ideas that they're also rabbis, but there's a more stricter rabbi, less stricter rabbi, but the truth is they don't believe in the basic principle of Yiddishkeit. So for sure, the Rebbe says, somebody like you, I don't have to encourage you about the importance of how to resolve this question by all the various different organizations and the groups that the youth and the Balabatim consider them. Everybody has to put in, fitting to this, the efforts that is able to influence how things are going, that it should be on the best way. So that should be no room for any doubt or any being able to mix it up. It should be very clear where the standing is of the Rabbonim. The Rebbe says, with honor, with blessing for a Pesach Kosher V'Sameach.